The following shiurim were given by Rabbi Geshe Naftin as part of the daily shiur of Yoni Gur Mashiach in Yeshivas Lubavitch, Cincinnati. Today is Chav Zayin Adar, which brings out by a chassid many different feelings. And one of the feelings that it could bring out by a chassid is a feeling of loneliness. A feeling of being left alone to deal with all the nyanim, all the things that have to deal with darkness and concealment, all by himself. And it's to address this issue that we have the following shiurim. In a letter of the Rebbe, dated Hei Cheshvin, Tavshin Yud Aleph, it's printed in Gras Kodesh, Chelek Dalet, Amud Chav Gimel. Soren writes to the Rebbe, Shemargishu is atzmai bodud v'galmud. He feels alone and like left totally helpless. And he writes to the Rebbe that now he doesn't have koyach to continue his avodah. So the Rebbe writes to him, of course, this is atzas ha-yetzer, that the Yetzer is trying to get you. And it's known the piskum of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Chassidus accomplished that we're not alone, especially by the Rebbeim, especially if you do the shlichas of spreading Chassidus. And that was us to look in the Sikh of Yud Gimel Tammuz Tavshin Tes. From there, Yuchol Lishev Chayis V'Soirus V'Yischaskus, you can get life, inspiration, and strength. Ba'avedos in his Avedo B'mkoy Me'at in his place now. And the Rebbe says on Amud Chav Dalet over there, V'alavai, if only, Ha'yu medaktiki manash, the anash would be medayik, U'befrat ha'tmimim, and especially the Bochrim, B'dzivrei chakmu chadmur, in the words of the Friedrich Rebbe, Afilu b'sichoysov, even in the Sichis, U'befrat, especially from the years Tavshin Yud, and the year before that. Says the Rebbe that the Eitzah, the advice, and the solution for someone that feels lonely in the matzav of Choshech and darkness that we're in is to be medayik and to get strength from the last 2 years of Sichas and Maimorim that the Rebbe has said. What's the reason behind this? The reason is simple, because we believe that the Rebbe at Altbavorn, the Rebbe already prepared us, forewarned the situation. He knew what was going to happen, and he's giving us the strength to deal with it. So you got a person can understand that, especially in the tkufa and the era right before the test begins, that is where all the real ammunition is to deal with the issue. So therefore, in our present situation, if everyone will be medayik, first of all, you have to learn the sichus of the last 2 years of Tavshin Nun Aleph and Tavshin Nun Beis. And how much more so to be medayik in the words of the Rebbe. So from there, a person can get chayis, his oirirus, and his chaskus, life, inspiration, and strength to deal with the situation that we are in today. And therefore, we're going to present to the listener the following shiurim, which deal with explanations of the sichas of Tavshin Nun Aleph, starting from the sikh of Chav Ches Nissen through the year Tavshin Nun Beis. To bring this point out, how important it is to learn from the last sichas of Maimonim from the Rebbe, I want to learn with you together a letter that was written, Hey Adar Tavshin Yud. It's printed in Igros Kodesh Chelek Gimel, page Reish Mem Beis. It was a letter written to the famous Mashpia of Nissen Emunov from France. And at that point, he had a very strong question. It was within the Shloishim of the Istalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe. And he was supposed to make a wedding for his daughter as as such a chassid, he was so connected, he was obviously very depressed after Yud Shvat, and he didn't feel up to it, or he didn't feel that it was proper to make a wedding, such as Simcha, at that time. Says the Rebbe like this, an answer to your specific question. According to my opinion, you should of course make the wedding. And the Rebbe said, I want to tell you a story. It is known by the Nesiim, especially I heard by the Rebbe Marash, when he would say a maimer, he would say certain words that would only be applicable to certain listeners. And everyone would hear what was connected to him. He would speak and everyone would hear different messages in his speech. The Rebbe Rashab heard about this and he knew what was going on. So he asked the Rebbe Marash permission to hear, to eavesdrop onto all these private conversations that were going on in the Maimer. And he was given permission. This is what I heard from the Friedrich Rebbe. Says the Rebbe, even in the Maimer of the Yom Histalkus, there are many Baal Shem Skeverter and answers to questions of Chassidim. If you look into the last Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe, you'll find words which answer a lot of specific questions of Chassidim. Says Rebbe, if you'll see that in the beginning of Perek He, it speaks about Chos and Kala, so that is an answer to make your wedding. That's what Rebbe writes there. So we see from here the approach of the Rebbe to the last Maimer and the last Siches of the Friedrich Rebbe, that these are words, not just of inspiration and hope, that literally the answers to all the questions are in the words. You just have to learn it and pick it up and to internalize the message that's being said over there. And that's why the learning of the Siches of Tav Shinun Aleph and Tav Shinun Beis are so important, because when you learn these Siches, you start living with a different reality, and all the questions which come from being in Galus get answered by itself, by elevating ourselves to the special reality of the Tkufa that we're living in, the Tkufa that we're all Aimni Malsafa Gula, we're by the threshold of Gula and already start living with Yemois HaMashiach, and that's why we present to you the following Shiurim on the Siches of Tav Shinun Aleph and Tav Shinun Beis.